Since we've had kids and we've had to go to some places that we would normally have never gone, like schools or kid events, there's not as many families like us in some of these places we've been. And there has been some like incidents that I think are very much race related. I was at a birthday party. This woman came up to me and said, "The woman who picked up your kid, he kept calling her grandma." And I was so confused, but then I saw your husband. My kid's grandma is a black woman. And when a black woman picks up a kid, oftentimes they're the nanny. And so I had to look at her and I was like, "Oh, is this strange because my kids are light?" And she was like, "Yes." And I said, "Yep, multiracial kids can look different ways." She's only the person who said it. So there must have been other people thinking it. There was another small thing where this mom made a gift for the teacher, and it was a Christmas ornament with kids' faces all around it. And all the kids' faces were like white with rosy cheeks. So I immediately wanted to email the mom and like say something. So then I thought, okay, well, let me just check with Simeon. And Simeon was like, "Do not email her right away. It's not going to get across the right way. And it's going to be like a back and forth. And she's going to get very, very defensive." And he was like, "I'll just talk to her. I'm the one that does morning drop off. I'm the one who actually sees her."
The day that I saw her, she actually had the ornament on her person. And I said, "It's really nice. You did a great job. But is it to be displayed in the class or is it for the teachers to take home?" And she said, "It's for the teachers to take home." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Because if you were going to put it up in the class, it doesn't actually reflect the diversity of the class." And she was like, "I didn't even consider it."
And I was just really excited that he was the one to have that conversation because I feel like often I am the white lady trying to have the hard diversity talks. I think it meant more coming from the dad of color.
And I wasn't enthusiastically wanting to do it, but I did it. And I, you know, it was good for me too, because I'm more private than she is. And I'm not the type who wants to be fighting battles all the time.
We went to a playground with the kids. I wanted to take the kids to ride their bikes on a tennis court because they're just learning how to ride and it's nice and flat. We get there. I never would have read the sign. My kids can ride their bikes on an empty tennis court. No one's there. My husband's like, "The sign says you can't ride bikes on the tennis court." And I was like, "You're ridiculous. They should be able to go." And then he totally shut me down.
I said, "This is white privilege. You could argue this is
You said, "This
textbook."
is how you are. You just go and do
I said,
whatever you
"Sometimes,
want.
yeah, you go and you can just do whatever you
And
want,
this isn't
rather."
my neighborhood. I don't know anybody here. I don't know these people." And the minute he said that, I just felt all kinds of guilt and it sucked.
What I try to say is, see, when I walk into a neighborhood, I immediately have to know my surroundings and I stand out. So naturally, I'm going to read the sign. Okay, what's the deal here? It's likely nothing was going to happen, but I don't want to be in a situation where like someone, the neighbor comes out or someone says something and my kids have to like see that.
I never thought about it. I was like, "This is ridiculous. They're children." He hasn't said it in a while, but my kid has said before, "I look like you. I look like you, and daddy looks different." Right? So he has somewhat identified in some way skin color with me, but I've tried to explain to him that actually he's a little bit of both. Right? So we say light brown. I don't think he knows the words white and black exactly.
He
We,
does. He's just not
but
saying them. I think he
he
does.
probably does.
Part of me thinks, oh, well, maybe it'll be different by the time they're, you know, in their 20s or 30s. But I don't know. I do worry when I think about it, the society we're in, if you would read media reports, seems more divisive. I don't know if that's the case. I have some political scientists I work with in my job who would argue that it's not as divisive as we think it is. But I wonder about as the country changes demographically, how that's going to play out and how that is going to affect the everyday experience of our children.